What's going on, everyone? It's Bluff here, and you know what's more American than America's 250th birthday? Supporting American-owned companies like SpinQuest, America's number one social casino with over 1,000 games like Live Dealer Blackjack and Craps. They're offering new users a $30 coin package for just $10. Go to SpinQuest.com and sign up today.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
Oh, that takes me back. Morning Drive, ESPN 102.5 The Game. Derek Mason, Braden Gall, and Terry Crisp joining us here. Terrence Arthur Crisp, brought to you by the Highland Group. Crispy, just your thoughts in general on the extravagance and spectacle that was the Predators and Stars in the Winter Classic on Wednesday.
Well, I got to tell you, it was unbelievable. My wife, Sheila, and I went down with, 20-some thousand other fans from Nashville. I'll tell you one thing. Nashville, the city of Nashville, was made proud by the travel troop that went down there and the support and the fun they had. I mean, they joined in. And my wife and I were walking into the stadium for the opening of it. And we got a little, I don't know if anybody's ever been to the Cotton Bowl. That was our first trip down south to that Cotton Bowl. And it's big bear grounds. We got sort of lost and diverted and got in with the horde going in. I've never been enclosed by so many people where you don't even walk. And you couldn't walk. You shuffled going in. But everywhere we went, we saw our gold jerseys there. Our fans were excited. And every one of them stayed unbelievably happy until the scoreboard showed up.
Now, Crispy, we're going to get into, you know, what exactly happened as in regards to, you know, the score in a second. But I want to ask you about the Perry play on Ellis. This is something that the NHL has been trying to remove from the game. Watching it from television is one thing, but you were there. I don't know how close you were. Was it as bad in person as I thought it was on television? And what does, because I don't know if the NHL came down with a ruling yet. If they haven't, what do you think the penalty should be for him? Should it be a 3-game suspension, 5-game suspension? What should it be?
You know what? Any time you get a player hurt and goes down like Ryan Ellis did, and of course we all know Corey Perry because we got hammered a tong when he was with the Anaheim Ducks. I mean, we had wars with him, and he was a public enemy number one on that team. And he plays rough. He plays a tough game, a mean game. But there's no place in it for the one thing we're trying to get rid of the head hits. And that was definitely a hit to the head on Ellis. And the play wasn't one of those slam bang ones. Because Corey Perry was coming across, Ellis shot the puck, he just kept coming, continued on his line and made the hit. But from where I was sitting, I still haven't seen one. I'm not sure how, but obviously it was enough that he put Ryan down and out of the game. The league is looking into it today, and I'm one of the ones, the same as you. I'm sitting here waiting to see if the league does really mean that they're going to clean up on the head hits or whatever. So it'll tell us what they're going to do. But the biggest thing is that we lose Ryan Ellis at a time when we're struggling. We're looking for wins. He's one of our top players, one of our leaders, and he's out of there. But you know what? For me to sit here and try and figure it out, I'm just going to sit and wait until I see what the league does.
Yeah, and he's scheduled to meet with the league today. It should happen sometime this morning or this afternoon. Terry Crisp joining us here. Listen, if there's a problem with scoring, you can tweak lines. You can acquire a forward at the deadline. If there's a problem with defense, you can tweak lines and acquire a defenseman at the deadline. If there's a problem with goaltending, it's pretty hard to fix in the middle of the season. So if you're the coach, how do you go about addressing what's going on with Pekka and UC Saros?
That's easy. I'd talk to the guys in front of them. I'd have a chat with my defense corps, and I'd have a chat with my forwards about what the heck style art is, what's our identification, and what do we have to do to help our goaltenders. Goaltending is not a problem. That's the one area I'm going to stay away from. Or no, maybe I won't stay away from it. I'll jump in with both feet. Pekka is one of the best goaltenders in the NHL, and he hasn't just suddenly gone brain dead on us or talent dead on us, and so is Saros coming up. Yes, I have to admit that we've had the odd soft goal lately go in early, which they would love to have back. But after those soft goals goes in, they make 8 to 10 to 12 point blank unbelievable saves per game simply because of defensive lapses by our defense and forwards. And I've pounded this drum for 2 years now. that your goaltending is only as good as the guys in front of it, and then they save it. Rene and Saros have done that after the odd goal going in or whatever. And I think right now it's time to start looking at the guys who are supposed to be clearing the front of the net, guys who are supposed to be picking up guys coming late, guys who are supposed to be one-on-one on the back check, and they bring their guy back to the top of the circle and let him go in the most dangerous area there is, top of the circle to the net. So before we, all of us people start screaming about our goaltending, get off that wagon. Let's start looking at what's out in front of our goaltenders.
Yeah, I think ultimately, hockey is one of those unique sports that I guess it's sort of like football, that sometimes the goalie get too much or the quarterback gets too much praise, and sometimes he just gets too much of the blame. And it's somewhere kind of sort of in the middle with both of them. Do you see this? You know, we know it's there. We know what the players have said. We've heard what Pecorine said. He said, listen, we're in trouble. And I'm pretty sure he meant if we don't get this fixed, we're in trouble. Do you think they get it fixed? Can they get it fixed? Absolutely. But do you think they get it fixed at this particular time?
They better, because the games are running down. We're running out. We're still in the hunt. That's the good part. We're still right there. We're on the cusp. We can easily make a good run and be back up, not in the wild card race, but in the standings. And, yes, we're capable of doing that. But you've heard every player to a man say there's something wrong. We have to fix it. Every guy may be an interview. And the goaltenders, they're not shirking their duties either, saying we have to get better at the same time. So if all the guys are on that vein, on the same vein, then it's mystifying me why it's not getting better. And it falls on the guys that put on that jersey and walk out onto the ice. And every time you leave the bench, you should be aware of the fact of what your job is and what you're supposed to. But you know what? I always think that it starts, and you guys have been in sports all your life, all around it. And I don't care what sport it is, try and figure it out. Defense wins championships. Defense wins games in all your sports. And we're no different. And I don't care now. I'm tired of hearing, what a great rush. Oh, what a great scoring chance. Oh, what a goalpost. You know what I want to hear? I'd like to hear us say, when we leave the dressing room, and we used to have a goaltender. Get this one, Jacques Plante and Glenn Hall. We'd leave the dressing room when I played them. I hate going back in there. They'd say, get me two goals, and we win the game tonight. Okay, get me two goals, and we win. That meant that they were going to do their job, and you better do your job in front of me. And that's what I'm looking at right now. I hope that we start to say, you know what, guys? Let's go out, and if we get two goals, the game is ours. We're going to slam this game down. We're going to slam the gate on it right from the get-go. So that means you can't leave it to the last 8 minutes or the last period to do it. You do it from the first shift to the last shift. So I just wish, I'd like to see the attitude is, you know what? If I'm a forward, if I don't score a goal tonight, but if somebody else does, I'm sure as heck not going to get scored against. And our line is going to be as good. And why do we always keep saying that the third and fourth line are the ones who have to do the checking and do the back checking and prevent goals being scored? That's not the way the game's played is. All four lines are responsible for goals against.
Crispy, always a pleasure, my friend. Have a wonderful weekend. Happy New Year. It's 2020. Thank you so much for joining us, bud.
Hey, guys, thank you. I just want to thank all of our fans, the ones that didn't make it down there to the Classic, but the ones that went. It was an awesome time. We loved it. We loved intermingling with them. Our players certainly loved it. They got to meet the fans. It was quite a thing, and they did our city proud. So I want to thank you all for that. And just so I know, I'm going to yell, go Preds. But, hey, go Titans too, boys. Go get them.
Terrence Arthur Crisp, brought to you by the Highland Group. Crispy, always a pleasure, and love hearing his analysis. He seems pretty fired up right there. Normally he's pretty jovial, but you can always tell if you read between the lines with Crispy. You know what I mean? Like, there's a little edge there with Crispy, and he knows, like everybody, that the Predators fans right now are frustrated, and it will be interesting to see what happens this weekend again. 9:30 and 9 o'clock, respectively, with the Kings and the Ducks on Saturday and Sunday night. So some late starts there. If you want to, if you're driving around and you're going to be hanging out watching, watching the Titans game somewhere, someplace, we've told you about the pregame show, but we got more coverage for you tomorrow from 11 a.m. to 2 o'clock. Who in their right mind, Porth, What were you thinking when you gave Calvin Smith and Elijah Campbell some airtime tomorrow? Calvin Smith and Elijah Campbell will be running the kickoff from 11 to 2 tomorrow. Previewing, we've got 8 hours of pregame coverage for the Titans and the Patriots tomorrow. Then, of course, I told you about the special edition of Jarrett and the GM from 2 to 5, and then NFL pregame from with Stillman, Floyd Reese, and Chris Sanders tomorrow. So starting at 11 a.m., we've got you covered. And then after the game's over, you leave your watch party, you pop on Hal and Pete, and you listen to the Preds on the way home. So there you go. There's your Saturday planned, and frankly, Sunday as well. So check that out. Again, starting at 11 a.m. tomorrow, we've got coverage all day long for you Titans fans. Stick to sports when we come back. Take a little break, a little brevity on the show. Stillman, you know what that is? Listen, next segment. You'll figure it out. Stick to sports. Morning Drive.
United Structural System. And I'm going to tell you, it's a foundation repair and waterproofing company that has been serving the Middle Tennessee area, but check this out, since 1994. So that's over, what, 20-something years? 20-something years, going on 30 years now. Almost 30 years, it'd be 30 years and four more years. So they've been around here for, almost 2 decades. They've been here for 2 decades, man. So that tells you, if you've been around for 2 decades, that tells you, man, you're doing something right. And they've been around here for 2 decades because they've served more than 18,000, not just customers, residential customers, but they are satisfied residential customers. And here, check it out. Here's some of their highlights, because not all companies have this. Their quality is exceptional. Reputation, exceptional. See, I'm checking off all these things that I need to know when I go to have someone do something at my house. Quality, check. Reputation, check. Expertise, check. Integrity, check and check. And they got selling points. So listen, they give you a free estimate. They are locally owned, which is important to me. If you're locally owned, that means, and you've been in business for 2 decades, that means you're doing something right. Right. They're locally owned foundation and waterproofing company. Again, they've serviced over 18,000 satisfied customers. And this is not a franchise. It's not a franchise, people. It's not something that you see everywhere. They are locally owned. All right. That means a lot here in the city of Nashville and the state of Tennessee. It's the custom solution to meet homeowners' needs. And they're saying is this: we guarantee our best. So call USS. And the way you can do that is, here's the number: 615-227-2275, 615-227-2275. Or you can go to their website and check them out. Here it is, USSTN.com.
Hey, everybody, Lady Luck here, and we're celebrating America's 250th birthday. Now, all summer long, I'm going to be celebrating by playing on FinQuest.com, which is an American-owned social casino. It obviously features over 1,000 slot games and live blackjack, live craps, live bubble craps. Head on over to FinQuest.com. Get yourself a $30 coin pack for just $10.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.